Good morning. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, and I'd like to consider verse 37. John 6:37. The Scripture says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." What a blessing it is to look into the Scripture and consider the Word of God. In this one Scripture, an eternity of truth is set forth, and to the heart made to receive that truth, that joy, that comfort, that assurance, a needy sinner finds some hope. This morning I would like to consider three things found in this particular passage of Scripture. The first thing is the blessed gift of the Father to the Son. The second thing I would like to consider is the assuredness of Christ having that gift. And the third thing is the eternal security of the Father's gift. First of all, I'd like to consider the blessed gift of the Father to the Son. Look again in John chapter 6 and verse 37. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking says, "All that the Father giveth me." Here the Lord speaks of a definite company of people. Who are these people? Well, in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, the Lord Jesus Christ refers to the Father's gift to him numerous times. John chapter 17 and verse 2, "As thou hast given him," that is the Lord Jesus, "power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." In verse 6, the Lord Jesus says, "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world." Verse 9, he says, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." Verse 11 says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me." Verse 12, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept." And lastly, in that particular chapter, in verse 24, the Lord Jesus praying again, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am." It is without doubt the Lord Jesus Christ repeatedly has stated that the Father has given him a people. Does the Scripture relate further how these people have been given to the Lord Jesus Christ? In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and in verse 4, the Scripture says, "According as He," that is the Father, "hath chosen us in Him," that is the Lord Jesus Christ, "before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." Chosen. That word means to elect, singled out for the marvelous honor of being given to the Son. What a blessed word. Chosen. Chosen by God. Men may talk about their desires or their intentions, but what a thought that the Holy Ghost would reveal the choice of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." And this truth of God having a chosen people is not a New Testament only truth, Consider Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Here the scriptures wonderfully set forth the act of God Almighty to set apart a people for himself. And what then is the sign or the evidence of those that God has given to the Son? Here it is. They shall come to me. My, how emphatic is that word, shall. He didn't say might. He did not say maybe. They shall come to me. That's a word of power spoken by the Messiah himself. In the previous verse, verse 36, the Lord spoke to some who had no heart for him. He said, ye also have seen me and believe not. Would this be a discouragement to the Lord Jesus Christ? No. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. In that word is a haven of rest to all who preach the glorious gospel of free grace. Though the message of God may be slighted by many, and our labor may appear to be in vain, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 states, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The eternal purpose of the Almighty cannot fail. The sovereign will of the Most High God cannot be frustrated. One man plants, another man waters, but it is God that gives the increase. They shall come. This brings me to my third point, the eternal security of God's gift to the Son. We must conclude that every man's coming is the direct result of God's choosing him unto salvation and giving those he has chosen unto the Son to be redeemed. None would or could have come unless the Father had first predestinated that they would come. For Acts 13:48 refers to these elect and says, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. I know that God's people do come. But the Scripture says in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. In the book of Psalms, chapter 110, in verse 3, the Scripture says, thy people, that is, God's chosen people, those that the Lord God of heaven has given unto the Son, shall be willing in the day of thy power. There's that word shall again, emphatic. But how is it that they shall be willing? The answer to this is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, and verse 19. And I will give them one heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them an heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances to do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Each one that the Father has given to Christ in eternity past cometh to the Son in time. He comes as a lost sinner seeking a Savior. He comes for mercy is found only in Christ. He comes as a beggar seeking life at the hand of Him who is life. He comes having nothing that He may receive everything. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Here is the blessed assurance of eternal security to everyone that truly cometh to Christ. Will a man be cast out from the hand of Christ after having come by faith for salvation? I tell you, no. Christ said, I will in no wise cast him out. Peter came to Christ and was saved. Later he denied the Lord with an oath before the Lord's crucifixion. The Lord did not cast him out. Can we find a more extreme case of denial than this? If this man was not cast out for such a heinous crime, no man shall. The Lord's word is upon it. Oh, the wonder of the depth of this blessed passage of Scripture. All that the Father has given the Son, God Almighty has elected a people, chosen them unto salvation, predestinated them to be conformed to the image of His Son. He has given these elect to the Son, the Redeemer of these sheep, the surety of His bride. He has taken upon Himself the responsibility of making them holy before Almighty God. Of these, the Scripture says, they shall come to me. That was our second point. They shall come to me. It's not that they might come to me. It's not that I wish they'd come to me. They shall come to me. And him, the third point, that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. This speaks of their eternal security. God's gift, the sheep's coming, Christ keeping. If you would like to hear more concerning this message of free and sovereign grace in the salvation of God's people, come visit us at West Harpeth Grace Church. We're located at 3226 Boyd Mill Avenue here in Franklin, Tennessee. If you would like a tape, please call us at 794-5557. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Join us again next Sunday morning at 7:45 on this station for another message of the free and sovereign grace of Almighty God.